The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
Batman. We're talking about bats, we're talking about bighorn sheep, and we're talking about all of that as opportunities for you, the Arizona homeowners, with your family and friends, to get out and enjoy the Arizona wildlife. We've brought in Miss Amy Burnett from Arizona Game and Fish talking about the bighorn sheep viewing opportunity at Canyon Lake coming up July 21st, bat netting opportunities July 20th, July 26th, August 9th, August 24th, with lecture series about bats at various dates, August 21st and July 25th. So, Amy, y'all just got it all going on.
We have so many things happening, you know, for everyone that's interested in animals of all different kinds. So those are just, bats are just one of the lecture series and events that we have. We also have different subjects about javelinas and coyotes and things like that at the Desert Botanical Garden or at Boyce Thompson. So the best way to find out when and where these events are is to go to belong to our Facebook page, and then we'll list them as events, and then you can just join as you see them come up on your Facebook.
You know, having lived here for almost 60 years now, I do a fair amount of traveling, and people are always surprised at how much wildlife and game Arizona has. How many different species is Arizona Game and Fish responsible for managing?
Over 800 species. Thank you for that little segue.
That's great.
Isn't it amazing?
That's incredible. And we were talking about frogs on the phone yesterday. Sure. Frogs are a weird thing.
Yes. So frogs and toads, and people don't think of Arizona as having frogs and toads, but we have just a numerous amount. We have a variety of different species of toads and frogs here in Arizona, and we have several species of toads that you can see in your backyard. Some people have heard, or maybe you haven't heard, of the poisonous Sonoran desert toad, but that's just one of the different types of toads that we have in the backyard. And during the monsoon, they all come out. They're underground most of the year. They pop up when they start hearing those rumblings and feeling the rumblings of the thunderstorms. Some of them are already up. But when
how long can they live dormant in the dirt?
They're pretty much under there from like October to now, and some of them have already popped up and we've started seeing them.
Have you?
And so I live in Fountain Hills.
Okay.
So we're right on the fridge. We have a lot of these toads popping out. So
yeah,
people really have to keep an eye out on their dogs for sure. But they're underground most of the year, and so when you see those big Palo Verde beetles coming out, you know, this is the kind of time of year you see all these big beetles, you hear the cicadas, you see the toads. Things are starting to move and shake in the valley for sure, and it's a change in the wildlife that you see.
I never knew frogs absorbed oxygen
through their skin
while they're underwater.
They're fascinating. And sometimes we actually use gloves a lot of times when we're handling these because they can absorb all the chemicals that are on our hands, maybe creams, things like that.
Okay.
Be careful.
And they've got this toxin-emitting gland?
So the Sonoran Desert Toad is the only toad that we have that's native to Arizona that has this toxic gland right behind their eyes and on their legs that can actually be dangerous to dogs and to anyone that decides to put it in their mouth or lick a toad, things like that. So you want to be real careful. If your dog gets a hold of a toad, it could be fatal for your dog. What you want to do if that happens, and so some of you are going, oh, I don't have to worry about that, but you'll need it. You might need this information later if a neighbor or friend or your dog gets a hold of a toad. You want to take a garden hose. You want to take from the corner of their mouth down, point their head downward so that the toxin doesn't go further into they don't swallow it, and flush out their mouth with a garden hose as long as you can and call your vet because your dog can have seizures. Their heart rate starts going up. Their temperature goes up, foaming at the mouth. It's a pretty scary thing. And whether your dog's big or small, it can affect people's pets.
And I guess that's just the frog's way of teaching other animals, don't eat me.
It's a good defense mechanism for them. And then the animals learn that, you know, I don't want to eat this toad. It probably works for other toads too, not just the poisonous ones.
Yeah, right. I ate one that looked like that before. I don't know where I'm going to find something. I'm going to go eat a scorpion
again,
or something good.
Exactly.
My goodness. Well, Amy, what else have y'all got coming up? I'm familiar. We spent quite a bit of time in the White Mountains and the Sipe Wildlife Refuge, which was an old ranch near Eager Springerville. They've got elk viewing seminars up there. I think they have the Hummingbird Festival up there.
Yes, this is a great time of year to start thinking about planning that trip up to to the North Country. And so you've got the High Country Hummingbird Festival on July 27th. That's at SIPE from 8 to noon. And then you've got your elk workshop up there in that same area in SIPE, at SIPE. And that's not until October 5th. There are lots of things to do up there. It's a beautiful country. And, of course, we all want to know how to get out of the cool into the cool temperatures, and that's a great place to be.
Yeah, I think my wife is going to post the picture of Bandit.
It's up.
Is it?
It's up.
We were hiking in the area 2 weeks ago, and I'm looking all the way across this pasture. My dog, a German short hair pointer, and he's on point. And I'm thinking, I got to get over there. He's about ready to get skunked. But fortunately, it was a newborn baby calf, elk, laying in the grass. And old Bandit just stayed on point the whole time it took me to cross the meadow. And Jennifer got some real great pictures.